Hey, it's Craig here, episode 239. And how are you? Where are you? What are you doing? I do hope you're having a good day and you're making other people's days good. But what about, there was a quote I put up today about a dreams C.S. Lewis quote. Remember C.S. Lewis? Narnia. He wrote so much things. So many great things, actually. You should go and have a look at some of the things he wrote about. A wonderful author, but yeah, quite insightful as well. And interesting. Suffered great depression later life after his wife died. And yeah, but C.S. Lewis, have a look at some of his stuff. But, you know, the quote was about dreams and that you're never too old to, you know, relook or revisit your dreams and your goals. And so you might first think, okay, that's as you get older. But I even think when you're younger, sometimes in today's society, we've stopped dreaming. We've stopped setting goals, or our dreams and goals are frankly just ridiculous, you know, because they're based on what you see on social media and all the garbage there. And by the way, there's a lot of good stuff on social media, but you know, people fronting with a lifestyle that doesn't exist, you know, posing with ridiculous things, trying to make out life is much better than it is in so many ways. Even businesses do this. Like, seriously, have we lost the plot of authenticity and being real? You know, that you're trying to make out that your life and your business is this and that, when the fact is, it's bloody difficult. It's difficult to make ends meet. It's, you know, there's dark, many, many dark days, and you know, you think you're posing on your holiday that's bankrupt you, that you're having this extravagant lifestyle. I mean, who cares? What is really that about? Anyway, that's just me. Or your business is this and that, and you're doing this work with so many people, but when you really look underneath, it's like, yeah, really? Okay. All looks fancy on the outside, and the fanciness might promote what you're trying to sell. But you know, your words and your actions and your character are much more important, you know. Character is fate. Remember that. People see through it. Or have we failed to see through it? Well, we've lost so much ability to pick up on those cues of, you know, that people just wouldn't pass the test back in the day. You know, where you just go, ah, shit, this is just rubbish, you know? But, you know, we let people talk. And we accept that, and off we go. But getting back off of me ranting about that, you know, have your real goals and dreams, have you revisited them lately? What do you really, really, really want to do? Always gets back to me, you know, those last days of your life going, okay, I did what I needed to do or what I wanted to do, but what I want to do has to be in line with what we were brought here to do. What do I mean by that? I just truly believe that 7.5-8 billion of us are an important piece of the world's puzzle to make the world a better place. But if so many of those puzzles, if you're a corner piece and you're trying to fit yourself into the middle, or you're a middle piece and you're trying to be a corner piece of a puzzle, it's not going to work, right? And that's what we're doing. We're not all built to be Mark Zuckerberg or the latest entrepreneur and to develop this app and to do this and do that. But we do have a reason of being here. But finding that reason takes a lot of authenticity for yourself to really identify, okay, what am I good at? What am I not? Like, I've seen a lot of people, there's been so many people that I've worked with in an athlete capacity that then sort of get to the end of their careers and they have no option other than to think, oh, I'm going to be a media personality or a coach. But they're not built for either. That wasn't what their strengths are. And then what happens is they might become a coach because of who they are and their reputation and people that they know. And they're not really that good at it, or they don't want to be that good at it. They don't put in the work because they've never really known what that sort of work takes. Don't get me wrong, I've also worked with some incredible ex-players that are fantastic coaches, but you used to be able to see them from the start. You know, some of the really good coaches that I've worked with, they were always going to be a coach even when they were players. They were analysing what was going on, and you could see that. And they have gone on to become very good coaches. And you know what? I've also been wrong where I thought, ooh, how could that player become a coach? And then they've become really good coaches. But more than not, it's been the other way around. And it's sad because they had so much ability to be in other areas. And I've seen players go on and do that. I've seen players become real estate agents and be successful in that because they had wonderful personalities that, you know, that could bring people in. And what a great job a real estate agent is, because you help people to sell something, but you also get people to find their home. So, you know, it's really important that we sit back and be honest with ourselves. And that takes work to find out what we're actually here for. I have to do that myself. Like, you know, you have periods of your life. And I think it goes in, you've got to revisit this a lot. I think, okay, what were my goals? What were my dreams? Okay, did we do that over that decade of life or that 5 years? Okay, what's next? And if you don't take the time and you don't be silent and you don't do the work, what you'll find is you'll get to the end of the life and you haven't really worked out why you're here. So it really is always a time to explore goals and dreams. But the exploration takes so much work. Don't let your daily life stop you from exploring. And all that time that you're scrolling down on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram or whatever you're doing, well, maybe 50% of that time you could devote to finding out, okay, what are my goals and dreams for the next 5 years? And I'm not preaching here, because as I'm walking, I know that's something I've got to do. And I'm thinking to myself, what stops me from doing that? Is it fear? Is it like, oh, I don't want to do that work? But what's stopping me? Is it laziness? You know, all these things, they do take work, and it always gets back to me. Where do you want to be at the end of life? Which comes a lot quicker than you could ever imagine. And I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever, thinking about this. Because I remember very clearly being 20. And that was a lot of years ago. So, but it goes quick. So anyway, let's sort of, I know I've got to get back and start that process. Just have a think about that. It's time. There's always time to revisit your goals and dreams. Because we are an important piece of the puzzle. And are you a corner piece that is trying to be a middle piece? Who knows? Anyway, let's go and try and make the world a better place with whatever we're doing, wherever we are.